This is 7AD. Let's talk a bit of NWBU basketball with Phil Thomas. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren.
Before we get to Coastal basketball, you watched the Jack Jumpers Sunday afternoon down there. How was it?
Look, it was a real experience, an eye-opener, and just a pleasure to be there. It was full. I couldn't get any more in. A fantastic stadium, and you know, the crowd really get involved and really support the team. And it was my first game, and I'll certainly be going back.
Unfortunately, it seemed to me, because I just watched it on TV, but seemed that when Sydney got on that, they scored 14 points unanswered. Jack Jumpers just couldn't come back from being down that many.
No, look, they couldn't, and they probably offensively just didn't have enough contributors. You know, Adams was good, but unfortunately a few of the other guys was just off their game offensively. You know, they don't lack anything in desire or the way they go about their game, but... And they probably just allowed Sydney to score too many easy points. Just when Jack Jumpers were starting to build a little lead, 5 or 6 points, which was a lot in that game. And, you know, Sydney would come back and score pretty easily. But they're a pretty talented team. Yeah, they're going to be tough next Wednesday in Sydney.
Yeah. All right, let's go to NWBU. So we're up to round 20 tonight, second last round. So we'll just have a look at the women's ladder first. We've got Devonport on 74, Penguin and Burnie on 66, Wynyard on 60. They're your top four in the women. So we'll start off with the Ulverston game against Burnie at Ulverston.
We're the trialling place for Burnie. I know Santani Bennell is back from college, and I think she's been given permission to play for Ulverston. So she's obviously going to, and she played for Torrens on Saturday night. So she's obviously going to add a little bit of strength and experience to the Ulverston team. If Rowling doesn't play, then you know, this game could be a little closer. Payne obviously will be the difference, but if Rowling plays, then you know, I think they should win quite easily.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it just depends on personnel on the night.
All right, so that's on at Olvey tonight. Let's go to Smithton. Smithton ladies hosting Wynyard tonight.
Yeah, Wynyard should win this. You know, they're a finals team, and, you know, Smithton battle away. They do a good job, but I don't think they'll have the strength to compete for Wynyard, and Wynyard have got a little bit more to play for.
Yeah. Somerset hosting Penguin tonight. Penguin, they're second on the ladder.
Yeah, well... Penguin pretty sure will be out. Collins, she won't play for the rest of the year. She's playing in Queensland in the NBL One conference up there, so that would probably rule her out, and that brings Penguin, you know, they're going to struggle a little bit from now on. You know, they should still win this game, but at the same time, without Collins, I think their finals campaign will be seriously challenged.
The ladder-leading Devonport women hosting La Trobe tonight should be a win for Devonport, you'd reckon?
Well, it should be. La Trobe have done a good job. You know, they've really been really competitive. They've got a pretty experienced group. I don't think they can keep up with Devonport, but they'll challenge them for a long way. And Devonport just dropped the ball a little bit in the last few weeks, but I still think Devonport will win this one pretty comfortable, but it'll be competitive.
All right, so women on at 7 o'clock. Let's go to the men at 8:30. The ladder first up. Penguin men on top on 70. Burnie and Ulverston on 66. And Wynyard in the top four on 62 points. So we'll start with the Ulverston game tonight against Burnie.
Well, it's got a bit in it, hasn't it, really? Because the winner will take second spot. So, you know, it's a bit of a mini-final, this one. Burnie have been without Simpson, who's been away. So if Brad's back, then that's going to be important to them in controlling Paul Campbell. Furphy and Brewer didn't play last week either against Smithton. You know, they've had Australian squad duties at the Institute, so
yeah,
they should be back. So Burnie at full strength. You know, it'll still be a pretty good game, although Terry Masunda's away for Owens, missed last week and this week. So probably I think without Masunda, Burnie might just be a little bit too strong with their perimeter players.
Good game tonight there at Ulverston for that one. Now up at Smithton, Smithton hosting Wynyard. Wynyard fourth on the ladder on 60 points. Important game for Wynyard.
It is an important game, and I think it'll be enough for them to beat Smithton. I don't think they'll have Kyle Clark these last couple of games. You know, it is an important game, as you say, and it'll be a warm-up for the finals. They're not far off the mark, Wynyard, but they'd have been a little disappointed in last week's game against Ulverston. But I still think that, you know, with finals just around the corner, Wynyard should have a little bit more to play for.
Penguin men, top of the ladder, head up to Somerset tonight.
Yeah, they've done a good job, Penguin, haven't they? They've been challenged all year, but they've maintained that top position, and they're going to be very hard to beat in the finals. They're not overly deep, Penguin, but their starting five is pretty solid, and they can all score. Somerset, they've got a lot of, tries, but I still think Penguin are the top side and will play accordingly.
Yep, and finally, Devonport at home against La Trobe tonight.
Devonport will win this. You know, La Trobe are undermanned. They've struggled all year, and they're not going to have the offensive or defensive players to keep Devonport out of this one.
Right, so 7 for the women, 8:30 for the men. Games at Ulverston, Smithton, Somerset and Devonport. All right, mate, thanks for that. Talk soon.
All right, thanks, Darren.